So when they find 100% left-handed amino acids in dinosaur eggshells, that means they're not very old. They cannot be very old because those molecules will naturally flip to become your energy saving jet. Once the life control mechanisms stop working. And if one right-handed gets into a left-handed system, that whole thing breaks down. It stops working. And so there's corrective measures. This is an awesome. If you really want to look at a thousand things that are now known to go on inside the cell and all the pieces. And imagine you get this box with a 747, all the pieces you need to make a 747. And here it is, it's dropped off in a pod in your driveway, big pod. And you're going to put it together, you order it somewhere, and you're going to put it together. Well, you can't just start putting it together, there's a very specific order. The parts have to go on. Also, to build a 747, you need a factory with cranes and all that. You need a superstructure outside that doesn't have anything to do with the airplane itself, but it's an entire mechanism to build the airplane. That's also part of the cell. That all had to come about by totally chance random processes. But the factory appeared that was capable of building the airplane inside it. And then there's layers and layers, each of which the term is irreducible complexity.
And then, you know, the most mind-boggling thing to me is like, okay, so all that exists. You also have to have machines.
Yes.
That are put together to actually build the airplane.
Yes.
And that is in the cell.
Yes.
And those had to come about by random chance.
Right.
Like, oh my goodness, what fools. I mean, it's fools.
You had to go down to hand tools. You still need the hand tool. Mm-hmm. Like,
and then somebody had to build the hand tool that you could use.
Right.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse that any of this could have happened.
And that's simple compared to the actual structures that exist, yes, like the human body.
Yes. In fact, I'll do that one. I'll do the cell next. Great video, the Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah, we've seen that.
The
guy that did it was a lawyer.
Yeah.
And so he's going to examine the evidence and got some software, some good astronomy software, so he could roll the things backwards and forwards. And there's a real awesome one of the extras on here on. He thinks he found the moment Christ died, written in the stars. And that's kind of going back to the very beginning. Several have written books on the zodiac before my BC days as an astrologer also. And the zodiac starts in Aries, modern zodiac starts in Aries, which is the sign of self, and ends in Pisces, which is confusion. So you start with self and end in confusion. But the most ancient zodiacs start with Virgo, the Virgin, and end with Leo, the Lion King. So you start with the Virgin and end with the King. And what they go through and show is how in the most ancient times, each one of these zodiac signs was a piece of the gospel. So when Paul in Romans 10 talks about, have they not heard? Has their voice not gone out through the world? When you go back to Psalm 19, he's talking about the stars. He's talking about the heavens. And he's talking about going back to when God put the sun, the moon, the stars for signs and for seasons. God built that. And somewhere in there, the devil flipped it over, and people have been confused about it ever since. But it's the heavens were like an alarm clock, and that went off at the time Christ was born. And to show the timing, written in the heavens, did they not hear? Their word has gone out to the ends of the earth? Yes. And I think there's a little more to it. He doesn't cover the supernatural aspect. like, stars don't usually set over a house, a particular house. They're just too far away. Privileged Planet. This guy was featured in a Ben Stein movie, No Intelligence Allowed, Guillermo Gonzalez. The first half of the movie is just the things that we have to have for life. But the other half is, how is it that we can observe the heavens at all? And he got going in that with the eclipse. That how is it that the moon is exactly the right size and right distance on a perfect solar eclipse that allows us to look at the corona? It's the only time we can do that with any kind of real clarity. Look at the corona of the sun. That its distance and size allow us to see what's coming off of the sun. He began thinking about, how can we do that? And it turns out our Earth, our solar system, is in the perfect place of the galaxy. Not too bright, not too dark, not too close to radiation sources, but distant. That even the placement of our solar system is optimized for learning, for knowledge, for discovery. So, getting there, Icons of Evolution. This was kind of like the 12 major symbols for evolution and why every one of them is known to be wrong or irrelevant in every textbook that any kid is going to get, and what's wrong with them. This is where the cell... This is probably 20 years old now. And animations have gotten much better. This is on the origin of life. And all of these three are from Discovery Institute, the intelligent design guys. This was kind of interesting because I was hearing about how the idea that there were some super deep freeze happened, froze the mammoths with vegetation still in their bellies and all that kind of stuff. And he goes through and analyzes why that cannot be. There's the geology underneath it, and it's really good. The scale of the number of mammoths distributed over through the whole of just the northern hemisphere is amazing. Millions and millions of mammoths, and how some of them got preserved and that kind of stuff. This is from the Answers in Genesis group. So,
is all that stuff on the thumb drive?
No, movies aren't. This is, and
the Star of Bethlehem you can get on YouTube.
I bought about 10 of those, and then that's my last one. Uh-oh. Anyway, I hit the wrong button. So, I'll talk about some other books here. And most of these are getting kind of old. I was noticing how small my library has become. I didn't give them away. Philip Johnson, a lawyer, decided to go, let's take the rules of court and apply them to Darwinism. Rules of evidence, all of the stuff that would be permissible in a court of law, let's apply it to Darwinism. And he fails. He's convicted easily. Just a catalog. Institute for Creation Research, Creation Science, Answer Their Critics. You know, with the dinosaur soft tissue, they're desperately trying to find a way how original biological material could last millions of years. When we know 10,000 years, after 10,000 years, it's so degraded, it's just about worthless. Case for Christ. There is a movie on his life. And all the processes and interviews. And I mean, when somebody gets that dedicated to finding out the truth of something, they'll find it. He couldn't help but come to the conclusion that he came to, that Jesus Christ is exactly what he said it was. Buried alive. Jack Quozzo is a orthodontist whose just side hobby is Neanderthal teeth. And the guy that sponsored him into the medical field got him access to the original bones in Europe, which is very exclusive. What the vast majority of people see are models, because the bones are kept in airtight, environmentally controlled environments. He walked into one place and the skull had a bullet hole in it. Isn't that interesting? Why would a Neanderthal skull have a bullet hole in it? He walked into another case, and it was in the case, and he said a first-year dental student could tell the jaw was on wrong to make it look more ape-like. That there's deliberate hiding of evidence, manipulation of evidence. There's another one he found in Poland, a Neanderthal with chainmail armor. It was in a coffin, and his armor was laid out next to him. Just stuff like that. He's been shot at. He'll be up on the stage giving his talk, and somebody will run up and snatch a microphone out of his hand, and he said it's gotten pretty exciting. Another one, I first heard of this on Is God Dead video, the first one. J. Warner Wallace, an atheist, criminal homicide detective. And just how he applied, and his specialty was cold cases. Yeah, he said in the movie, very few are solved by DNA. That's TV, not real life. But their main majority comes through going back and looking at what the witnesses said, the records of what the witnesses said. And he applied it to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and got saved. His own evidence.
We got a 2-minute warning in the spirit of the Super Bowl today.
Oh, okay. Don't do this till next time. This guy, John Sanford, is a world class geneticist, and he equates Darwinism to taking a little red wagon and mutating it enough times to get the Starship Enterprises complete with transporters and food replicators. Is that impossible?
Do most of these people you're sharing profess Christ?
Yes. I'm not sure about this guy. This guy is not Richard Milton, is a science writer. If you were a scientist and knew nothing about writing, this is the guy you'd go to help you write your book. And that's what he did. And his daughter came home and said, Daddy, guess what we learned one day? We learned in school today. And he said, okay, let's check it out. We're going to be scientific here, and they could not prove what the girl was learning in school. And it happened over and over and over again. And so he looked at all the main points of Darwinism and concludes that it's a mythology. It cannot work. And he thought we could have rational discussions, and so he would approach various people, and he found out very quickly that there's no such thing as rational discussions when it comes to Darwinism. And he called the defenders of Darwinism howler monkeys, who defend their turf by throwing excrement and screaming.
And he does not profess Christ, you said?
No, he's not a Christian, and he makes that real clear. But I'm very unhappy about what my daughter's being taught as fact when it's not. I used to buy these by the case. There's 1,300 and some points about evolution all categorized, and you're welcome to borrow any of this stuff. And if it doesn't come back, that's okay too. But it's just a count. This is the introduction to the large encyclopedia.
What's that one called?
Evolution Cruncher. I'm not sure. I order it right from the people in here. But just categories of what's wrong with evolution and what's right. But creation. So, Father, thank you for our time together, mm-hmm. brief as it is. And we thank you that you have provided a world full of things that testify to you. The world itself declares the glory of God. And we thank you that you built it in. Help, as we make contact with various people, that our desire is to help them see you, to see Jesus come to Christ, get born again. And we thank you. We bless your name. I pray for the service. May the Holy Spirit overshadow the service. We bless your name. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Anybody doesn't have to take off right now, I've got something I'd like to add.
I do need to take off right now.
The why, what, how we're in the right position in the galaxy.
Yes.
Okay? So our galaxy is a disk, right? And we are about 2/3 away out from the center, but in the disk. Okay? If we were near that center, there are stars going all around. It'd be terribly dangerous. Our solar system couldn't exist in the middle of there. And there'd be so much radiation and stuff, okay? So about 2/3 away. Think if we were not in the disk but out here, all this we couldn't see because we couldn't see through our own galaxy. But now, but being in the disk, we can see beside almost 360. Because we can look past, and all we have is the Milky Way is just a sliver. And so it's designed, as you said, for discovery. For learning that we cannot. The Lord lets us know. What else out there?
It is.
It's amazing.
Everything about the creation testifies to the glory of God. The better we get a handle on that, we may not know how to explain it. And that was a lot of my frustrations at university, because I couldn't explain it. Professor saying some dumb stuff, and it was obvious he was using an automobile. One was using an automobile to describe natural processes, and I didn't know how to say that an automobile was designed to do that, and you're comparing it to these natural processes. So this was designed. This also has to be designed. If your analogy
still holds. Yeah, there's the video, there's one with like the cell and like it's how it processes stuff coming in and out.
Yeah,
and it's all these little boxes where. Yeah, so there's another video that shows the internet and how it processes, and you can lay both of them and watch both of them about the same time. They've got the same sort of thing, but the internet one is more simple than the one that the cell is. And, you know, we're doing all the same, like, processing information coming in and out of firewalls and through routers and all that, but it's the same thing as, like, the structure of the cell and what actually occurs there and how it processes
moving
stuff
information
and back and forth. Yep. And it's like, wow, there's way more design in the cell than there was in the...
I got lots of VHS. Well, most of my first stuff was VHS.
We didn't have a VHS player because of that.
Yes.
We keep buying it. We keep buying that one.
But there's a whole video of things that we copy from nature. And that's another example of stuff that nature does it really good, and well, maybe we can too. A couple dozen different things that we couldn't figure out how to do, so we looked to see how nature did it. Question.
Enjoy the warm before the cold.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I know I'm off tomorrow.
That'd be a good day not to be having to drive a few hundred miles.
See, that one's had some miles to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to work from home. Yeah. So
how that goes.
Are
you familiar with the Hanson Research Station?
You want
to... Northeast Wyoming.
I'm right.
Dinosaur dig.
That sounds kind of familiar.
I can't remember the name of the film that was made, and it has...
part of it was filmed up there, but it was in the movie theaters that had to do with creation. And the ranch, the Hanson Ranch, that where it's located. So Helen Brenda Bulwark used to live in Cheyenne, so they inherited it from their parents. And the,
what an inheritance.
Yeah, they have a college professor that brings students every summer to
don't worry, believe me, he'll bring them back.
I'll bring them back.
They'll have one at
I really like David Bogan.
He'll be reading all week.
Yeah, I'll
be
back next Sunday, I'm sure.
But he will.
He's got some YouTube stuff. Thank you. Alan's properties have dinosaur bones. The ones north of Laramie were the apatosaurus, or they call it, what they call it at first, stegosaur. No,
brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus. Yeah, was found on.
Yeah.
So that you have an active dig going on.
Yeah, there's the Tate Museum up in Casper. We have them do it. They got several sites.
Yeah.
Who's the big name guy that comes up once in a while?
Well, Bob Walker was, but he's not active now. He got West Nile virus. He kind of get up to lower climbs. He's down in Houston, I think. And so he's full of a bunch of beans.
Yeah.
He and I have had discussions.
The people that are doing the excavation.
For some reason, he couldn't hear what I was trying to say.
Imagine that.
But, you know, I'm fond of the guy, but he's spoken.
I think that Jack Horner guy was also pretty in. Said she was afraid to tell Jack.
Oh, Mary Schweitzer was?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, your statement about how it just upsets the world.
It does. Especially somebody like that's world famous, and you're going to contradict yourself. Well, people can't go there.
I was amazed when I was cheering out of Bibles and Beer in the earlier days of Bibles and Beer, and Jason Bloomberg had such a violent reaction to what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was amazed at his reaction. I mean, he was unhappy. And I thought he was supposed to be a theist.
But he's, I call him, they're functionally atheist. Everything about their life is atheistic, but they claim to believe in God. Didn't get these. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
You're hauling stuff back and forth every time.
This stays here. And the boards stay. This is my board, but I've just been leaving it. Okay, so I need it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to tell everybody to start thinking up questions. Because the last 2 weeks I've just kind of left open.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff to plug in there. But Q&A and applications.
Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff.